Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. I am live in San Pedro, California, with my boy, Frankie Lamelli. How you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. Had a great day. Doing good.
We did, man. We had a good lunch. You didn't get very much to drink. They shorted you there. A little story on the lunch. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to be talking about Frankie's story. So excited to share that with you because just like the rest of you, just like everyone in the plumbing game, he was 9 years old, he had a dream, and he saw it come alive, and he finally found his way into plumbing, which is what he'd always wanted to be. What's up, Fresh? We got D Underhow over on the YouTube. What's up? Good to see you, brother. We got a lot of people in the house tonight. I want to say hi to some people. We finally got our act together and found a new way to communicate with you guys through text. If you haven't signed up for the text alerts, you need to do that. You can subscribe to the show by typing subscribe into the comments. Messenger will send you a message, and that will get you at least on our list to then reach out to you and get your number to get you on that texting. We'll get better at that, but just play along. Type subscribe into the comments right now. You can only do that on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, just click subscribe. So YouTube makes it easy. So look, we're here with my boy. Brian McDermott says, hello, Cali, land of the fruits and nuts, LOL. Randall Gilmore says, hi, Frankie, good to see you. Mindy Baker, good to see you. Robert Barnes in the house says, what's up, Chris and Frankie? Also, Raylene says the intro always gets you hyped. Now, I got witnesses. They were in the studio, the makeshift studio, live studio here with me tonight. And they'll tell you right now, yes, it's true. I dance before the show goes live. I jump in my seat a couple seconds before we start. And then I'm pretty hyped up too. I can't help it. I'll do it if you're in the room. I'll do it if you're not in the room. I sing to myself in the car. I'm that person. I don't care. What up, Wes Corville? Good to see you, brother. Another plumber in the house. The text works great, my boy's looking good. Robert Avila. Kristen March. Kristen, I'm over in San Pedro. What up? Just on the other side of the hill. Actually, I was over in Corona earlier today, and you guys are just south of that. Northern California or Southern, you guys safe from the fire. We're right in between Long Beach and L.A., and I was here on Black Mamba's birthday, Kobe Bryant, and that was kind of cool. I'm a group Kobe Bryant fan. Really awesome to see the city come together and support that. It's good to see anybody come together and support anything these days. Jody Enright in the house. And hello to you too, Chris. Good to see you. I'll be seeing you for Rizzle in the house. Like live. We'll be hanging out here over the weekend. Skyboss in the house. For real. All right. Let's do this thing. I want to talk more about you tonight, Frankie. I mean, you've been in the program now for a little while. We've gotten to know each other. You've been in some one-on-one coachings or at least some sessions where you're in the mastermind with all the other groups and the owners that are in the program. And now I got a chance to come out here and meet you. And I just have to ask you, am I as tall as you thought I'd be?
Actually, you look a lot taller on screen.
I look taller on screen?
Yeah.
Well, I got to be honest with you. If you said I'm taller in person than on screen, I'd be like, how small do I really look on TV? I'm only 5'6 in real life. So tell us a little bit about your background. I made the joke that Frankie grew up wanting to be a plumber his whole life, just like the rest of you, right?
Yeah, I fell into it. You know?
But you didn't want to. So tell us that story. You fell into it. What happened?
I fell into it in high school. Just really fell into it. I had a buddy of mine. His mom was a secretary here in a local company here in San Pedro. And ever since then, I just kind of was like a sponge. I absorbed everything I could, did everything I could. I was a one-man show.
So you're in the crawl spaces. Here, everything's in the crawl.
Everything's
a crawl space.
Everything's a crawl space.
And so you were in crawl spaces. You're learning the ropes. You're absorbing. You're learning. You're also probably going, wait a minute, I'm making more than all my buddies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then what happened?
And then from there, I was like, you know what? Let me try to see how far I can take this. Once I went there, I was like, you know what? I'm doing pretty well. Let me go ahead and try to go forth and do it myself.
He did. And one of the things, you know, I've visited a lot of shops. I've seen people from, you know, one truck, 10 truck, whatever truck, all over the place, 15, 20 truck. Listen, here's the thing. There's a path. There's this growth path. There's these things that you pick up along the way and you learn. And it always starts at the plumbing. And then you have to learn the business. You have to learn the entrepreneur side of if you own your own plumbing business. And quite honestly, you know, plumbing, even as a plumber out in the field, if you're on commission, which you should be, you know, I'm unhirable by the hour. I would only work by commission. And you should be. And so you really have your hands on a really big income here. You know, I see average plumbers making 60 a year. I see above average plumbers making 80 to 100. I see killers in the game making 150, 120, 180. You know, and it's possible for anyone. And so you did that, but then you wanted to become an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And actually start your own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just, you know.
And it was just as easy as you thought.
No. Not at all. Not at all. It's tough, but you know, as long as you don't give up and you just keep going and keep going and keep going and you have that drive, you just, you'll make it. You'll make mistakes on the way, but you'll make it.
Now, look, this is one thing you have to understand. Frankie understands the dream part. Like, he has a vision. He wants to do something, right? There's no doubt about that. You know, you're motivated. You're driven by that.
Yes.
And that's a piece. That's like, if business was a cake, that would be an ingredient.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have to be, because if you don't, then you really won't do the rest of the stuff because you'll quit.
Mm-hmm.
You'll quit because you're going to fail.
Yeah.
You have.
That's why you have multiple slices in that cake.
That's why you have multiple slices in that cake.
You know, so everyone's going to take a piece out of it.
16 piece cake. Yeah, you got 15 mistakes until the cake's gone and you got nothing left. That's great. I love it, man. I love it. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about this story of yours. Watching first time on the YouTube, Matt Miller. Good to see you, brother. Also, Josh says he loves the Navian poster. I put that up, Josh. He was a Renag. I'm totally joking. This is his poster. He's a Navian guy. I love it. The big debate out there, Navian or Navian?
I think it's Navian.
Who cares?
Yeah, they know what you're talking about at the end of the day.
He says you fail if you don't try to. Like, listen, that's a great point. If you don't try.
Yeah, you'll never know.
You'll never know, and you'll always, you know, what do they say? I don't remember where I heard this, so I definitely didn't come up with this. But I heard it somewhere, and it was a pastor or somebody. He said, you know, in all the years that I've met with people on their deathbed, no one was ever like, man, I regretted trying that. I regretted doing. No, they regretted not
trying.
Yeah. And Kristen says the drive is everything. It really is. Ray Kroc is an example of that. You know, 40, 50-year-old man just kept going until he finally, he's out there selling the multi-mixer, right? Right out in this area, actually, in the Southern California arena, I think you're in San Bernardino. Yeah, absolutely. So look, let's talk a little bit. George says cake is good. This is a good show. So we talk about cake. Now, unless we're talking about Jumanji, I think the guy was like Kevin Hart. He kept dying.
Oh, yeah, because he ate cake.
Or no, not Jack Black. Yeah, he couldn't be near cake or something. I don't know, one of them. All right, so Patrick Jorge was saying, and this is Patrick George. I do this all the time. Good to see you. And this is someone that you know. You're also another business owner in California. Good to see you.
Yeah.
And George says, what's up? April, who quite honestly is a better person than me and my wife. So now you guys are all communicating. All right, so let's jump back to your story. You fell into this thing. One day you woke up, you're in a crawl space, you're getting hit in the head by cast iron. You don't know what's going on, but you're making good money.
Yeah.
And so you keep doing it. Then you start absorbing, start learning these things. And I want you guys to understand, all you technicians, all you owners, all you whatevers, don't be who you think you are now. Be who you want to be in the future. If you're a technician and you want to be a general manager, act like a general manager now. If you're an owner and you want to be a big owner, you want to grow and you want to be big, get serious about your business now, because the big boys are serious. You got to get serious now. And that's one thing that I saw about Frankie, is that he's serious about his business. I came in, you know, look, I never know what I'm going to walk into. Mm-hmm. You know, I never know what I'm going to walk into in a shop. Uh-huh. And quite honestly, I pull up, you got two vans out there, lettered up. I got, you know, they're wrapped up with your unit, with your company. You got the blue stripe around the bottom. It's uniform. One thing I will say about him is the guy understands keeping things symmetrical. My goodness, everything is perfectly in line here. And even the way that sign's hung. And that's one thing about Frankie, is that he is very much driven and he is very much professional. And the fact that he wants to have a good image, good reputation, grew up here.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, you've told me several times now, San Pedro's not like the rest of, you're right, you're by LA,
mm-hmm.
by yeah, LA. Beach, yeah. Like, we're what, 15, 20 minutes from Crenshaw?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Carson.
Yeah, not four, yeah.
Okay, so you're just north of Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg, right? You're just north of Long Beach. And those are some rough areas.
Yeah.
But San Pedro's different. It's a little bit of a small city surrounded by metropolitans.
Yeah. Right here's real old school, you know. Everyone keeps, well, there's generation after generation that grows up here and they stay here.
Like, there's only three ways, you were telling me earlier, there's only three ways to even get into this.
Yeah, three ways in, three ways out. Island. Unless you're going on a boat.
Yeah, and we're, by the way, right next to what they call, what do they call it? Where are you guys known for being? The down on the shipyards?
Oh, the longshoremen.
Longshoremen.
It's the Uniontown.
Uniontown. So longshoremen, these are the guys that unload the creek. Basically, they're the reason why we can get all the stuff we get at the big box stores that we when we get it, okay? And so they're the real railroads of America. They get everything off of the ship liners and get them off the containers and so forth and so on. As Patrick says, Frankie is a young stud. Absolutely. I mean, he is. I could lose myself in that thought for a second. You are, bro. You really are. You really have an understanding of this. And you're starting to put the pieces to the puzzle together. It's like earlier I used that other analogy, but that's a good analogy. He has all the pieces of the puzzle. He's just got to figure out the jigsaw puzzle. It's a 500-piece puzzle. Mm-hmm. He's putting the edges together, and then we're going to work on the middle. And that's the key here, too, that we've talked a little bit about, is this idea of just focusing on one thing at a time and really developing that. Now, as you put your business together, did you fall into the trap of trying to do it all? Like, you see a company like Goldil, or you see a company like Benjamin Franklin, or you see these big brands, and you go, oh, man, the mountain is unclimbable. It is so big. My goodness, there is no way. Whoop, we had the door open there. There is no way that we're live in the shop. That can happen. There is no absolute way that I can do that. And the reality is, folks, is that they didn't either. They didn't do it like that. It was bite at a time.
Bite at a time, yeah. It's like climbing a ladder. You got to take it one step at a time.
One wrong at a time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I came into your shop. Now you invest in equipment. That's one thing I want to make sure you owners grasp here. How many cameras do you have?
We have a camera for each van.
You have a camera for each van, and they have a camera for each drain line. That's a crucial thing. Mm-hmm. You can run the smaller drain lines when you have the camera that works in there. That opens up opportunities. I've done a couple of inspections with you. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we came across kind of an unfortunate situation. It is what it is.
Yeah.
The good news is that we were able to be honest with her and say we can repair a portion of the line and jet the rest and open it up because you have a jetter.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were able to offer. We don't have to just replace the line.
Yeah.
Okay. So we also have the ability to line lines.
Yes.
And to get that. Okay. So you guys, it opens the gate up. What about ProPress? What about MegaPress? Are these things that you own?
Yeah. Exactly. I try to get one for each van. You know what I mean? Without the right tools, you can't exceed. I mean, you can't move forward.
Did you guys hear that? Without the right tools, you can't move forward. That's as a business owner. That's as a technician. That's as a CSR. That's just anybody. That you could be in furniture sales. If you don't have the right tools, you will not be successful. It's not possible. You can be a success, I guess, in some ways, but you will never be as successful as you could be doing the same thing in the same scenario. So the town does know each other. You've got, you know, your CSR knows everybody in the whole city.
Yeah.
She's connected. They're all, everyone's connected here.
Yeah.
You grew up here?
I grew up here, yeah.
And so you met, I mean, this is crazy because really he grew up here. It's a small town surrounded by metropolitans. I mean, think about this. He has the ability to build something special and unique right here. And then he can duplicate that out into one of the biggest one of the biggest markets in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking one of the biggest GDPs. That's gross domestic product. I mean, that's money spent, right? That's economy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so how do you keep yourself from falling victim to wanting to take over L.A., to take over Riverside, to take over Orange County tonight? How do you keep yourself from falling victim to trying to do all things so you end up doing really nothing?
Well, you take one thing at a time and you get good at it. You know, you take it one step at a time. You're going to do this. Okay, well, let's do this and let's make it the best you can. And then you move on to the next thing.
So you got shirts, you got hats in the building, right? Can I get a hat? You got hats in the building. You got stuff. You got merch. You got gear. Yeah. You can reach the city. Look, he understands it. Look at how symmetrical. I'm telling you, nothing is ever out of place.
Yeah, and quality too is always a good thing too because I always use quality.
Yeah, these are
quality
snapbacks, quality hats. Okay, nothing cheap. He's not out there giving stuff to people that they're just like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, I mean, I can't tell you how many people they fall victim to the gimmick, the gimmicky little handouts, and it's like, I can't do anything with that.
Yeah, it's like that.
Hey, Christopher Fresh, you're my backyard. Grew up in. Oh, that's Daniel. I met him in Hesperia working. He was working for Cisneros Brothers. This dude went from like, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna just brag on him for a second. He had like a $79,000 month. Dude just rocked it out the box. Good for it. He's a killer. Another young stud out there who really understands the idea of service plumbing and is sharpening his game just like everyone's sharpening their game and needs to continue to get better just like anyone. But I'm telling you, the guy's a killer. He's a stud. Man, small towns, if you're dishonest, no one will call you. But if you show you're honest and in it to serve, ooh, that's a good one. You have everyone calling you. That's so true. It is hard to take over the world. Literally, it is so hard to take over the world when you don't have any desire to serve people. What ends up happening is you become a dictator, right? And then everyone's against you. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to work. Having the right tools across the board in any industry can set you up for success for real. That's 100% accurate. I mean, even think about the guys that we're just talking about right down there on the shipyards.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think they got to be prepared and trained and written, have the right tools?
Yeah,
exactly. Like if they don't have the right, they don't have cranes, how long does that take?
It'll take you forever.
Yeah, one boat comes in and like that's a whole year's worth of work.
Yeah,
they'll be like, we have ports all across the U.S., up and down the seaboards, everywhere we can fit them because it takes us so long to unload a boat. But you bring a crane into the equation, we're talking, what, hours, days? How's that work?
We don't know.
We're plumbers.
Yeah. Well, from what I hear, I mean, it's pretty fast when you have the right tools.
Man,
they can unload a ship in a couple of days.
Wow. And I'm staying at the, with your recommendation, I'm staying down at, well, I'm not going to say where, but I'm staying at a really nice place, and you can see the shipyards mm-hmm. across the water. You can see all the boats, the marina. You can see how it's crazy. But driving over there, I was not in the Navy, and we were in shipyards a lot. Just all those cranes. Anyways, I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Talking about cranes. But we are talking about the right tools. And, Frankie, you provided that for your guys.
Mm-hmm. Without that, I mean, what can they do? What are they worth to us? How can they serve the customers? How can they serve the community? You know what I mean? You go in there with nothing. They really can't do anything.
Look, I want to talk about some of the right tools. One of the cool things I heard you say when you got this shirt, and it wasn't something that I noticed right away. You like before I even saw the shirt, you pointed it out to me. So I know it was a value to you, which I think is super cool. What's all right? We weren't planning on this. We got a hanger stuck to it. But Frankie's new uniform, I'm going to display it on here for everyone to see. He's got the Carhartt, right? It's a nice, breathable shirt. Very high-end shirt through CentOS. Got his logo, his brand on there. But look at this, folks. Now, this is the first thing he told me. He goes, man, the reason why I got these, right, is because when you stretch your arms and you're working, you know, and you're bedding down, you're doing stuff, they stretch.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it more comfortable for the guys.
Exactly.
That's not, the customer's never going to know that. Mm-mm. That was more. Mm-hmm. That cost more.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that cost more.
Oh, yeah.
But you did it. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I mean, I always go the extra mile. You know what I mean? If you don't have good quality products, I feel like it's going to just take a crap really, really quickly.
Yeah, and everything so far has been, I mean, even the computer's loaded out with like MacBooks and Apple, even though I think, anyways, we're not going to get into that. But they do it all out. It's all out. Nice flooring, nice tables, nice walls are painted, things are taken care of. Even the shop, clean. Everything's kind of organized in a place. Even the tires were stacked, you know, from smallest to biggest. Biggest to smallest.
Yeah, biggest to smallest, yeah.
So, I mean, this is crucial because you create an environment. What did he say? Patrick said, right tools equals efficiency equals more hours sold and done right. That's absolutely right. Jose Epling, good to see you. You think someone's going to work as fast in a restrictive, uncomfortable, hot uniform? Nope. And do you think they're even going to want to work there? Nope. Eventually, those little things will become the big things. I see it happen all the time. All right. So, if you're just joining us and the show's looking a little weird tonight, you are watching The Plumbing Sales Coach. We're live on Facebook and we're live on YouTube. And we also have the podcast. We have over 25,000 downloads now or something crazy like that. It's crazy. And we're in San Pedro live with my man, Frankie Lamelli, the owner of Pro Plumbers Inc. And this is a up and coming company you're going to hear more about. This is a guy who grew up in this community. We just heard his story. He fell into plumbing. He didn't grow up wanting to be an astronaut or a plumber. It just happened. Mm-hmm. The checks were good. He started to learn some things, and he thought, you know what? I think I can do this on my own. And he started his own company. And now here he is, the owner, and he's providing tools for his guys that he would have wanted for himself. He's providing uniforms for his guys that he would have wanted himself. He's got Ford Transit vans, service vans. He's got a small Ford Transit connected as a part of the fleet as well. And the guy totally gets it. I don't want to mislead you. He's not a 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 truck operation. That's what I want you guys to really grasp. He's a few truck operation just getting into this thing and about to blow it up. And the reality for you guys is at home is that, look, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And you got to start getting these things in order. You don't have to do it all overnight, but you got to do it one at a time. You got to make the phone ring and you got to convert the call. That's your day-to-day operations. And then you got to improve your business in a way that will either help make the systems for making the phone call better or the systems for converting the call better. It's really that simple. That is the plumbing game. The harder you make it, the harder it will be. The harder you make it for your employees, for your managers, for your team to grasp the vision and understand where you're going, the harder it will be. Frankie has found a way to eliminate some of those roadblocks that he's not going to have to overcome. He's gotten creative with his pay plan. He's gotten creative with his price book. He's stayed in line with what the rules and regulations are for where his company is. But at the same time, he listens to the guys. He understands what works, and he's ready to implement those things. All right, Frankie, what would be some parting advice? There's someone out there right now, and they are in what, you know what? They're just in an industry. They're just right now wherever they are, and they're trying to get to the next step. Because whether it's a plumbing business owner, a plumbing technician, you know, like we said, a furniture salesman, it could be anybody, right? How do they get to that? How do they get to the next step? What would be some advice from you to them?
I would say, you know what? It just, if you feel like you can do it, just do it. You won't know until you try. If you fail, hey, you get back up and you do it again.
Yeah, it's not about the fall. It's about how you dust yourself off. That's something that you can take to heart right there in life. It's not about how you fall. It's about how you dust yourself off. Chris says, keep on keeping on, Frankie. Motivation for someone like me. I love it. Dropping the knowledge, Robert Avila says, fresh is the man and you want to be associated with personally and professionally. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Hire a great coach. That's Patrick's advice. George says, even me. Brandon Grant says, hashtag freshness. And Brandon's even mad at me right now, because I'm about to see a mutual friend here real soon, that all the king of kings of fresher than fresh, Joey Cisneros. And I'm also going to be seeing Skyboss here at the end of the week. And I'm going to be learning some things about them a little bit more, building that relationship so I can give that information to you guys. What they're doing and where they're growing, where they're going, because that's an awesome company about service. Alex Guillen in the house. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Tell you guys a quick story. I went and saw Cisneros Brothers back in last year, and I met them. They actually surprised Joey kind of early with me coming in early. We went to a Padres-Dodgers game. Entire section of Padres Stadium, like an entire deal. And I was like, I went up in there, you know, I was kind of like, not guided, but incognito, you know, I had a hat on and stuff. And I went in the middle of someone recognized, like, oh, that's fresh. And the whole entire section starts chanting, fresh, fresh, fresh. Like other sections are looking like, okay. Beto was a part of that. He probably started that. Alex Guillen was a part of that. She says, just was discussing going into a new industry. Definitely good motivation right here coming from Frankie. Absolutely, just do it. I mean, look, there's all the reasons in the world not to. There's always reasons not to. Use your wisdom, use your gut. You know, like I always say, seek wise counsel. That's scripture. I'm a believer in Christ, so that's who I seek. But seek wise counsel in your decisions. Don't go solo on everything. If everyone out there say, man, you'd be really good at that. Hey, I could see you doing that. Wow, that'd be a good move for you. Maybe they're right. Sup, baby? Good to see you. For real, Alex. I love you, man. I'm not that far from you, I think. San Pedro, this dude's over here, I think. And I think he's over Corona area, so we're like 30, 40 minutes maybe. I might be wrong on that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Fresh, you a Dodgers fan? Question mark. LOL. You know I'm a Dodgers fan. Come on, man. Ever since the days of Steve Garvey and Steve Sachs and Ron Say and Candy Maldonado and and all them boys, man. I loved them all. Frank, gosh, there's so many of them. I'm sorry. that's me. You're a Dodger fan, right?
Yeah.
Wait, who do you like?
Well, I don't really watch sports. My motivation is I'm sticking into my business. I haven't watched football. I haven't watched baseball. I'm just focused.
My man. I love it. You guys heard it straight from him. He's in the field. He's doing it. He's been there, done that. He fell in the trade just like you. He grew up in the trade just like you. He went around and learned the trade just like you. And then he started his own thing just like you may be doing, or he's at least taking the next step in his life like you might be trying to do and you probably should do. And the thing is, you know, look, so many reasons not to. Just do it. Get wise counsel and everything. But, man, don't let fear hold you back. Make an impact in this world. In fact, I always tell my kids growing up, hey, when you grow up and you want to find out what you want to be, first start with what impact you want to make in the world and then work your way backwards, because that's the way that you'll get there. You guys, as always, you know, you're watching the show. We're here to help you grow. We're here to help you get better life, business, plumbing, sales, whatever. It don't matter. We love you. And as always, you know how to end the show, right? Right. Serve your communities and everything.
Oh, man.
We love you, Frankie. Serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.